sermon.
Habla el último ya lo dijo, ¿no?
Read 1 Peter chapter 4.
Hablaré de Jesús, capítulo 4.
So we're going through the book of 1 Peter. And a major theme in this book is the suffering. From every chapter. And today's title of the sermon is actually Right and Wrong Suffering. Let's start with reading verse 1. In 1 Peter chapter 4.
پس چون مسیح در جسم برای ما رنج کشید، شما نیز به همان عزم مسلح شدید، زیرا که در جسم رنج کشید از گناه بازی
دادند.
همونی که مسیح در جسم برای ما رنج کشید.
And if you remember, we already saw this in previous chapters as well.
فصل گذشته هم در مورد رنج کشیدن مسیح گفتیم.
Yeah, for example, in 1 Peter 2:21. Yeah, for even hereunto where is he called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow it. We're called into this. Christ is our example. Yeah, we have to follow his steps.
And
that he suffered for us.
First
Peter 3:18.
You
see the same thing. Yeah, Christ suffered in the flesh for the unjust. Yeah, being obedient to the will of God.
To
go to Philippians 2:5-8 for a moment. Philippians 2:5-8.
پس همین فکر در شما باشد که در مسیح عیسی نیز بود، چون در صورت خدا بود با خدا برابر بودن را غنیمت نشمرد، اما خود را پس نمود و صورت غلام را پذیرفت که شباهت آدمیان در آمد، و چون در شکل انسان پیدا شد پیشتن را فروتن ساخت و تا به مرگ، بلکه تا به مرگ سریع بازگشت.
Christ is our example.
مسیح نمونه ما.
He was obedient unto death.
پس مطیع بود تا مرگ.
He suffered.
او رنج کشید.
Yeah, a meaning. Living a life in Christ and for Christ will mean suffering.
Yeah.
But as we will see, not living your life for Christ will also mean suffering.
And
only the suffering for Christ is glorious. It's not shameful, and actually has benefits, blessing for you. In verse 1 it says to arm yourself, likewise with the same mind, Christ has. Now what does it mean to arm yourself?
You
prepare for battle.
You
pick up weapons. And for the Christian in the battle that the Christian is in, yeah, one of those weapons is having his mind that also it was in Christ. Yeah, with regards to suffering. Now, what was the battle? It's a battle on your mind. It's a battle between the flesh and the spirit. Yeah, the old man and the new man. Yeah, the new man that came alive and you got saved. The new man that cannot sin. Yeah, against the old man, the flesh.
اما ضد اون مرد گناهکار تو جسم ما که میخواد گناه کنه، میخواد ادامه بده در گناه.
Yeah, that there are readiness and willingness to go through suffering for Christ.
آماده بودن و حاضر بودن که سختی‌ها رو برای مسیح.
Having that mindset. that strengthens you as a Christian to fight that battle. Now look at the second part of that sentence. For he that suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. Now, this sometimes brings confusion. Yeah, does this mean that if I have suffered, then now I don't sin anymore? No, it doesn't. Go to 1 John 1:8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Now, if you are thinking that you can that you're without sin, you are deceived. Yeah, not the rest around you. Because they know you're sinful. They know you're sinful. You're only deceiving yourself. And there are people who teach this. Yeah, that sinless perfection.
Or
we have attained to that level.
They're
liars. Yeah, nobody in the right mind believes
that.
Yeah, the reality is that we struggle with it. None of us is perfect.
Yeah,
as is written, there is none right, none wrong.
Yeah.
As long as we are in the flesh, we will commit sin. Yeah, and sin is a transgression of the laws. Yeah, and the law tells us not only what not to do, it also tells us what to do. Yeah, to be sinless, we need to do both perfect. Yeah, the Bible says the thought of foolishness is sin. Yeah, the Bible says that our good works, our best attempts to do good. Yeah, they are filthy rags before God. Yeah, they don't attain His level of righteousness and
goodness.
Yeah. Failing to do what you know to do good is sin. Now, should we strive to live a life without sin?
Yes.
Of course, we should do our best. But till we have our new bodies,
we will
not be able to do that perfectly. Now, how does this suffering fit into this? Go to James 5. James 5 verses 2 to 4.
ثروت شما فاسد جامعه هایتان بیسکوزه می شود. طلا و نقره شما زنگ می زند و زنگ آنها بر شما شهادت خواهد داد و مثل آتش جوشت شما را خواهد خورد تا در زمان آخر خزانه اندوخی. این که مزد کارگران مزارع شما را دور کردند و شما آن را فریب نگاه داشته اید فریاد براب می آورد و ناله های دورگردان و گوش های خداوند سبایی می شود.
Yeah. So James talks about count for joy if you go on these temptations, trouble. Why? Going for suffering causes growth in our lives. It produces good things. And it's not a one-time thing and then we're done. Yeah, this is a daily thing. Yeah, we need to mortify the flesh every day. Yeah, you don't arrive somewhere and then you're done with it. Romans 8, 12 and 13. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. But if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the spirit do mortify the needs, the deeds of the body, you shall live.
بنابراین ای برادران مدیون جسم نیستیم تا بر حسب جسم زندگی نماییم، زیرا اگر بر حسب جسم زندگی کنید هر آینه خواهید مرد، اما اگر افعال بدن را به وسیله روح بکشید همان گونه خواهید زیست، زیرا همه کسانی که از روح خدا هدایت میشوند ایشان پسران خدایی هستند. از اون رو
Now why do we need to have that mind that is also in Christ? Why do we need to arm ourselves with that? Now, read verse 2.
تا اینکه بعد از آن مبقی عمر را در جسم نه به حسب شهوات انسانی بلکه موافق اراده خدا بشود.
So we spend our life, our time here on earth.
که وقتمون زندگیمون کارهای اینجامون رو
doing the will of God.
انجام بدیم که خواست پدر است.
And not fulfilling the lust of man.
نه اینکه شهوت انسان رو انجام.
Yeah, Galatians 5:16. Yeah. Did I say then, walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
اما میگویم به روح رفتار کنید تا شهوات جسم را به جا نخواهید
آورد. Yeah, we're willing to go through suffering.
سختی‌ها را حاضریم تحمل کنیم.
Yeah, so we grow to a place where we walk in the spirit.
که روش کنی و به جایی برسی که در روح خداوند قدم برداری.
Yeah, not fulfilling the lust of the flesh.
نه شهوت جسممون رو انجام بدی.
Go to verse 3 or first thing to 4.
اول پتر فصل 4 آیه 3. زیرا که عمر گذشته کافی برای عمل نمودن به خواست امتها در فجور و شهوات و میگساری و عیاشی در بزمه ها و بت‌پرستی ها و نفرت انگیز رفتار نموده است.
Yeah. And Peter points them back to the time they weren't saved. And he's calling them Gentiles here. Yeah, that's how the Gentiles how you were. Yeah, now of course they're children of God. Yeah, later we saw the term Christians being used. Now, what were those things that they were doing, what you were doing? Now, what the world is doing? Lasciviousness, fornication, adultery, lusting, go after the lust of the flesh. Yeah, excess of wine.
زیادی
مشروب
کردن
که مست کامل باشی
فقط جشن گرفتن و جشن گرفتن و
خجالت کردن
نمیگه که یه بار مهمونی گرفتن بده
نمیگه
انقدر زیاد میگیدی به فکر هیچی نیستی فقط به فکر جشن گذاری
در
حقیقت مثل دنیا و فقط رسیدن به اون چیزهای دنیاییه
میتونیم
دوره هم جمع بشیم
In a proper way. Idolatry. Now go to Hebrews 11:25. And it talks about Moses.
و آزادیدن با قوم خدا را پسندیده تر داشت از آنکه لذت موقتی گناه را ببرد.
Now, so here Moses, who had the opportunity to live a luxurious life, he was the adopted son of Pharaoh. Yeah, one of the most important guys in the world at that point in time. Having everything he wanted to his availability. Yet he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. Yeah, for them to enjoy sin for a season. And know that sin is for a season. Yeah, there is an end to that. There are consequences attached to living a life of sin.
موقعیتی خواهد بود که زندگیمون نه در تیجه گناهمون
Now there are consequences attached to living in fornication. Partying, getting drunk.
And
I think that the world emphasizes as wonderful.
These
are pleasures for a season. You enjoy the sin for a season, but you're faint for a lifetime. Go back to 1 Peter 4. Now, what happens if you don't do these things that the world does? Now, the world will be surprised. Yeah, and the world will speak against you. Yeah, and by doing what is right, you will invoke suffering on yourself.
Because
for them it's normal, it's acceptable.
You
have to get drunk, party all night, fornicate. Yeah, and they think you're weird for not wanting to do this. Yeah, and by simply taking that stand, you're exposing their wickedness. You're reminding them that they are living in sin.
They
get angry.
You
think you're better than us? You think you're holy? Speaking evil about you, speaking against you. Because of what you do right. Go to verse 5. Yeah, but notice, everybody will give account to God. Now, we Christians also give account to God. Yeah, how we live our lives. Yeah, and when we live right, when we serve them, we will receive rewards. But also as Christians, we can be judged by God. Yeah, we can have consequences of the way we live our lives here on earth. Hebrews 12:6. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receives. Well, yes, you are safe. Yes, your salvation is sure. You will go to heaven, yeah, if you're in Christ. But it doesn't mean you can live like the devil. Because you will suffer for that. Not because the world is against you, but because God is against you.
Bringing
correction to your life as a good father. Yeah. And God gave us an example in the previous chapter in Noah's day. Yeah, where God judged the whole earth. Yeah, and I believe the next verse actually points to that.
Read
verse 6.
و بر ایشان موافق آدمی به حساب جنس خود شود و موافق خدا به حساب نماید.
Yeah, like Jesus, by the Spirit of priest to the spirits in prison, remember last week?
Yeah, we have
in the same manner, Noah moved, the Bible tells us what the preacher of righteousness, yeah, preached the gospel to his generation. Yeah, Jesus preached to his generation when he was on earth. And God was angry with the generation of Noah. Yeah, but not everybody who died in the flesh was unsaved.
اما هر که در اون طوفان مرد، هر که در جت مرد، باعث نشد که همشون نابود
شد. Noah prayed for a long time.
مدتی زیادی نوح مرده کرد.
And there will have been people who have been saved. And these were jerks in the flesh.
در جت قضاوت شدن.
But alive according to the Spirit of God.
اما در روح خداوند زنده بودن. در روح خداوند زنده
بودن. Yeah. And like it is today.
همون جوری که امروز دنیا
میمونه. Yeah. Most people will not listen. And most people will go to hell. Matthew 7, 13 till 14 says, enter in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. But many there be would go in the rest, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads into life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7, 13 and 14.
از در تنگ داخل شوید زیرا فراخ است آن در وسیع است آن طریقی که منتهی به هلاکت است و آنانی که بدان داخل میشوند بسیارند زیرا تنگ است آن در دشوار است آن طریقی که منتهی به حیات است و یابندگان آن کمند.
Yeah, many will go the broad way.
خیلی راه طولانی اون پهن رو در نظر میگیرند.
Few will go the narrow way.
خیلی میگه کم بیاد در اون جاده باری.
What's narrow way? Salvation through Jesus Christ alone. Yeah. By grace you're saved through faith. Go to 1 Peter 7 again. 1 Peter 4 and verse 7 again.
اما انتهای همه چیز نزدیک است. پس هوشیار و برای دعا هوشیار باشید.
Alike in the days of Noah.
اما جدی که مسیر بیدنی.
By God. Judge the whole earth. Yeah, there are more end coming. Yeah, Jesus will come back. And he will straighten things out here. And he will bring severe judgment on the earth. Yeah, and as you've seen a lot of places in the Bible, he calls us to be ready. Yeah, Matthew 24:42. Watch therefore, for you, Matthew 24:42. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord will come. That there will be a generation coming that will fulfill this. First Thessalonians 5:1-6. And that generation will fulfill what we will now read in 1 Thessalonians
5:1-6. زیرا هنگامی که میگویند سلامتی و امانه، آنگاه هلاکت ایشان را ناگاه فرو خواهد گرفت، چون درد زایمان زن حامله را به هرگز رهایی نخواهد یافت. اما شمای برادران در تاریکی نیستید تا آن روز چون دزد بر شما آید. زیرا همه شما پسران نور و پسران روز هستید و از شب و تاریکی نیستید. بنابراین مثل دیگران به خواب نروید، بلکه بیدار و هوشیار باشید. زیرا خوابیدگان در شب میخوابند و مستان در شب مست میشوند. اما ما که از روز هستیم هوشیار بوده و جوشن ایمان و محبت و کلاهخود امید نجات را میپوشیم.
Yeah. For most people, when Jesus comes back, it will be like as a thief in the night. And sudden destruction will come
upon
them. Yeah, like in the days of Noah, when the fountains of the deep broke open and it started raining. But it also says, but you, brethren, you are not in darkness. You are children of the light. Yeah, we are to watch and pray. Now watch for what? Yeah, for the signs that the Bible tells us. That we perceive his coming. Read verse 8. From 1 Peter 4.
و فراتر از همه با یک دیگر به شدت محبت نمایید زیرا که محبت گناهان زیاد دعا میپوشاند.
So watch and pray.
منتظر باشید و دعا کنید.
And while watching and praying do nothing.
و فقط منتظرین دعا میکنید دیگه چیزی نکنید بخوابید دست هم.
No, it says have fervent charity. Have a warm love.
محبت گرم داشته باشید.
Yeah, among yourselves.
در میان خودتون به هم محبت کنید.
Yeah, John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give unto you.
Yohannes 13:34.
A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
به شما حکمی تازه میدهم که یکدیگر را محبت نمایید چنان که من شما را محبت نمودم تا شما نیز یکدیگر را محبت نمایید.
For charity covers the multitude of sins.
به خاطر اینکه اون محبت گناهان زیادی رو میپوشونه.
How does this cover multitude of sins?
چجوری میتونه گناهان زیادی رو
میپوشونه؟ Let's look at it from two angles.
بیایم به دو زاویه نگاه کنیم.
Those who are loving.
کسایی که واقعا دوست داشتنی
هستند. Help others to grow.
کمک میکنن، کسایی که واقعا محبت میکنن، کمک میکنن بقیه روش کنن.
Yeah, and people in an environment where there is love. That's an environment where people can fall and sit up again. It's a place where people can be forgiven. It's an environment where not everybody needs to have it right every single time. And it's going to help people to live more righteous. Yeah, as opposed to a hostile environment. Strife, fighting, unforgiveness. Yeah, so in this way, this can cover a multitude of sins. Yeah, not by overlooking sin or downplaying sin. But by helping people to overcome sin. By example. By helping, by being there for them. By being forgiving when you come against
them.
Now there's one more angle. The second angle is that when we are in general people who love others,
اگه معمولا کسانی باشیم که به دیگران محبت کنیم.
Yeah, people who are forgiving towards other people.
کسی باشیم که ببخشیم گناهای دیگران رو وقتی بخشیم.
Yeah.
قابل بخشیم بخشش کنیم.
God will go easier on us when we make mistakes.
وقتی ما اشتباه میکنیم خداوند هم با همون پیمانه ما رو مقایسه.
Look at Matthew 6:15.
متی فصل 6 آیه 15 بهمون میگه.
But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
اما اگر تقصیرهای مردم را نیامرزید، پدر شما هم تقصیرهای شما را نخواهد آمرزید.
So, if you are not loving, if you are not merciful,
اگر تو بخشش نداری، تو اگر
if you are not forgiving,
اگر تو نمیبخشی،
you can expect God to respond in the same way to you.
Yeah,
he will come harder at you,
bring
harder correction to you.
And
it would be a loving, forgiving person.
Yeah,
it's the same with my children. If my children in general do what is right,
yeah,
I will go easy on them. Yeah, they get less punishment than if they would be obnoxious all day. Or having an attitude all day. Yeah, I would just be searching for a reason to punish them because they deserve to be punished. Yeah, bringing the correction that they need. Yeah, God corrects his children as well. But I want God to go easy on me. I want them to be merciful to me, forgiving to me. So I should be in the same way to others, to be merciful to others, to be forgiving to others, to be loving to others. Yeah? Be good to each other, be a blessing to each other. Yeah, be a person that has that charity, that has that love.
بسیم اون کسی باشیم که اون سعی رو داشته باشیم اون بخشش رو داشته باشیم.